Thanks, Matt. Thanks, everyone. Grateful member here, Frank. I have a little preparation, more than I usually do. My outline for sharing is the steps. Some promises happen. Maybe that will come up. There are spiritual awakenings for each step, and I felt inspired today to say time for a new awakening, because the more you get into that plan of eating and plan of action, that's likely to generate more spiritual awakenings. The more I share, every day. When someone calls me, that helps me so much. Because you never know. I might be heading out to eat when you call. Because that's happened before so many times, I'm sure. And that's just a reality. And then now, my focus is changed to helping others. Sharing, observing, and listening are service. My dad would always say that I was SOL, which that meant something else, being out of luck. So I'm grateful that their service here, and they're practicing the 12th step. Everyone is practicing it here right now, just by being here. And that, along with the prayer, meditation, and step 11, enable me one day at a time to focus on my step one, because that's really where I am while I live the rest of the program. And kind of, not to be confusing, but once I was living the steps for a while, it's like the numbers aren't important. It's like, this is what you're doing. And Bill thankfully repeats it so many times in the big book, what to do for the steps, that even my brain could get it fairly clearly. But I learn however my brain can do it, because I found out that for the first 38 years I was stopping breathing 126.7 times per hour. And when I was three, I fell through a basement window well. And I don't know, everyone in my family were compulsive eaters, so I was just, doing doing what I was taught, and then getting shamed for it, because I do things a little better. meaning that I'm extreme example of just a general plethora of food behaviors. At the end of my drinking, and when I came here, I was diagnosed with wasting disease, which usually happens to deer. And I didn't believe it, but when the third doctor diagnosed me that in a row, it's like it must be a thing. So I was starting to be willing, because right before I came to OA, my boss looked at me when I walked into work, and he said, "Frank, you stopped at four places and ate on the way to work." And I was like, "How dare you?" And I looked down, one, two, three, four. He can count. I don't know. I must have been on a blackout. The truth is that I could function on alcohol and know what was going on, but food, I could eat into a blackout and just be in la la land. People next to me would be talking like, "Frank, are you there?" And it's like, no, I wasn't there, and I'm free from that insanity. I don't binge eat to get high, because it's futile, because I get high from the first bite to the last one. As soon as I stop the last bite, the high goes away. With alcohol, I would stay drunk for 14 hours, drinking as much as I did, and probably would have blew a 0.44. Seriously, if those charts are right. And why I liked alcohol is in my teens, the more I drank, the less I craved food. And my family even noticed, because we used to like compete to, eat everything in the freezer. And my brother said, You don't compete anymore. You just dropped out. He said he wasn't happy about that. So there was a lot of encouraging to. I felt like I was, expected to drink and eat compulsively in my family. So I don't have to. I don't have to eat like them anymore. I put one third of what their first helping is on my plate because I measure my food by just knowing by, deck of cards for the protein, simple stuff like that. And I eat till I'm just a little under half full and then I stop. So I have a lot of good recovery from that and bulimia. And I'm abstinent from many, many things. And if you read in the appendices in the back, there's one about the Lasker Award. And it says that in the bottom, this program will help with a myriad of other issues. Well, that was written in 1951. And then right after that, other 12-step organizations started to came up. So I'm at least a quadruple winner by what they say is like just get into more fellowships because if I'm not going to those fellowships, I'm in denial about something in my step one practice. So that's where I always am in step two. I just had to be willing to believe, and I didn't want to like try to sit there and analyze and not utilize, what my higher power, what God was to me. It just made more sense to just take the experience of practicing the steps and then come back after that scientific experiment and tell you if it worked or not. It took about 3 days. Once I surrendered and accepted spiritual help, like it says on page 25 of Alcoholics Anonymous, on page 30, I conceded to my innermost self that I'm powerless over compulsive eating. And page 47, I'm just willing to believe. That's, how simple it was. So in step three, right after, read how it works, pages 58 through 60, it says being convinced we were at step three and well, convinced of what? Convinced of that ABC right before that. No human power, can relieve my compulsive eating. And I can't. But if I seek my higher power, that she can, or he, it doesn't matter because God is everything. And it says God is everything or else he is nothing, but I would argue that God is also no thing because God is God. So God is both everything and nothing because God is everything. That's how I feel about it. And on page 25, also no, back on 17, not 20. In there is a solution. It says, there. That's there's a solution to our problems, and that is, having spiritual awakening where a God of our understanding enters my heart and lives in a way which is indeed miraculous. So I could talk for 45 minutes just on spiritual awakenings. So in step three, I just made a decision to practice the rest of this life-saving program. And when I did, I started right away because it says, bottom of page 63, next we launched out on a course of vigorous action. So what it says to do is to sit down with someone else and we write the stuff out together. That's what it says. What I see happening, what I was just sent home with the papers. It took me three times, to go through it to figure it out. So it would have been a lot more simple if someone just sat down. I just sit down with people and like, who are you angry at? If anything, you may not be. Some people come here and have already had spiritual awakenings and have already been in spiritual transformation, or they're like just like me. They just haven't surrendered to all the problems with food. That's why it's time for the new awakening. So while writing that together, we can share the step five together, and I can show them about meditating for an hour. On the bottom of page 75, first two paragraphs on page 76, I show them page 6 and 7, and then we talk about their 8-step list. Some of this we would talk about in step four, because the names are people that I might need to make amends, and the defects are those things that will be turned into liabilities when I make amends for the harms that I've done. So there we go. So when they leave, they have their 8-step list, and they've decided to practice. So they're going to go out and practice steps 9 through 12, and then I suggest that they start doing service, and that's when it hasn't went well in the past with certain people. But I have a feeling that online we're going to have better outcomes. Why? Because we are more solution-based. Period. It, why? Because we have to want to be here online, you know, because it's a little more effort, you know, just to, go to the local meetings when they have them. Well, there's just not enough face to face anymore to keep me living in Maryland, or at least here, because meetings are really that important. So that, what I just told you about, going through the steps in step 7, just give everything. Step 6, pray for willingness until it comes. At step 8, it also says that. I just went ahead and did that at every step. And I need to do that in every tool and every, surrender and every decision, because insanity for me is being in a 12-step program and not practicing the 12 steps. So 10 is just living 4 through 9 until, or however many, until it becomes automatic. 11 is prayer and meditation. Prayer is what got me into recovery. Said God, find a way that will work for someone like me. And it only took 10 days, which is an impressive turnaround, in my opinion. How much time do I have left? Wow. I went through things fairly fast, because it doesn't really take long to go through it. And it doesn't really take long to practice it and start living it. Getting started is the hardest. And it also can be difficult if someone is, putting outside issues on us, when the purpose of these meetings is to help newcomers through this life-saving program, to expose us to living the OA way of life. And it's so wonderful to be sitting in front of the world, on here. So many promises I can come true, more, miraculous than I could have ever thought or imagined. So it's clearly that I quote the literature a lot, and that, keeps me, on task with a little bit of my experience to try to keep me honest. But the truth is, I'm not always honest. Sometimes I still have the mind of a compulsive eater, and that's the reality. But I have to always acknowledge that I'm doing way better than I always ever was. And when I came to OA, they had told me 7 years before that that I only had about 7 years to live the way I was eating. And now that's almost 8 years ago. So some people say borrowed, living on borrowed time, but that was just one thing. My dad told me one time that he said that he feared for my life 13 times when I was growing up. It was very rough around. Like, I didn't know when I was walking around the corner, I didn't know if there was going to be a fist there or anything was going to happen. So I'm just so relieved that things are so wonderfully calm and serene now in OA, and getting right with food makes it possible to get to levels of serenity and free from that calamity and insanity of compulsive eating. That's more than anything, I could have imagined. And and then there's the real, my mother was telling me in the 1980s that I should go here, but I told her before that that I should go to AA. But she said we wouldn't be doing that. But I was 8 and I was visiting my grandmother in hospitals and rehabs, though I convinced myself that the rehab was just a convalescent care home, which was not true. So it's that line of insane thinking and behavior that is only possibly relieved by working with other compulsive eaters, and that's where God enters my heart and life in a way which is indeed miraculous, because once we start talking. If I'm properly focused and practicing this program, I won't even be, noticing my pain. There's a program for that too. So be amazed before we're halfway through. Where is that? Yeah, if we're painstaking about this phase of our development, we'll be amazed before we're halfway through. And then a sentence before that is, as God's people, we stand on our feet. We don't crawl before anyone. They're promises, but we start on the one after being painstaking. So my question is, why aren't we being painstaking and being amazed? I've been amazed. I'm still amazed, but if I have any abstinence in a day. it's always amazing when I open my eyes and look at, not having to drink sodas, not having to eat artificial sweeteners anymore. That's been 4 years ago almost, around now. And things, get easier after I surrender. They used to say that surrender to win, we suffer to get well. Give it away to keep it, and die to my old self to be born again to a new creation here in Overeaters Anonymous. And for that and much gratitude, I thank you. Next. And feel